One Christmas cartoon that I like is called After the Three Wise Men Left, the Three Wise Women Arrived. And they offer three gifts: fresh diapers, casseroles for a week, and lots of formula. The Magi come to bear witness to the Christ child. Now, we're not told, as I said before, how many Magi, only that they offered three gifts. And from this, we have developed the tradition of there being three wise men. The Magi bear witness first to Herod, who, despite his words, is greatly upset, and despite his words that he's going to pay homage, he actually has murderous intent. The Magi then bear witness to the Christ child and provide the gifts that allows Mary, Joseph, and Jesus to escape as refugees. Jesus, when he is an adult, will bear witness to God's mission of love. Jesus, the risen Christ, the risen Jesus, will commission his disciples to go and bear witness to God's mission of love throughout the world. And we are called to continue to bear witness to God's mission of love. Now, bearing witness can be upsetting. It requires an outward mindset as opposed to an inward mindset. An outward mindset. It requires engaging the world rather than closing yourself in the comforts of a safe church. And it requires letting go of comforts. Many congregations refuse to do these things. And many congregations are declining and closing. If a congregation refuses to bear witness to God's mission of love, refuses to do the things that that requires, it confuses people. And so it should close. My sense is that this congregation wants to bear witness, wants to bring God's mission of love to the world. To bear witness is also to be a shameless agitator. It is to be a pain in the part of you that is a seat cushion. I want to share the story I may have before, not so much about the issue, but the process. In college, I was at that nonviolence training, the first nonviolence training I ever went to. It was to train us to train other people to be able to do a civil disobedience action. And the people that were organizing it, who were women, decided that on the Friday night of this weekend workshop, they invited six women to do what they called a speak out. And the six women shared their experiences of being abused and assaulted and having violence against them because of them being women. And then we were to be silent during that time, and then we broke into same gender groups. And I remember that the other men were all very angry. Why was this part of this training? It had nothing to do what we were going to be doing civil disobedience around. But I remember thinking that I believed the women and this was really important. But what to do? And after I left that training, and I went into that training really thinking that everything was really wonderful with our democracy, except for this one problem that we were doing the civil disobedience on, we were going to correct that. And I left after prayer, that realizing that there was a much wider array of issues. And I remember being in prayer and praying that God would take this knowledge away from me. My life was so much simpler before I knew about this violence. But realizing that if I was to be faithful, I needed to follow the call. I needed to follow where this would lead. I truly believe if I had not done that, I would not have gone to seminary and become a minister. We will need to discern how God is calling us and discern where God is calling us. We will in that process develop a mission, a vision of that call. We will have a deeper understanding of this is where God is calling us as a congregation in this time and in this place and in this community. And with this vision, we will then be able to engage the community. The ministerium met twice this last week, once in a formal meeting, and once theoretically to say goodbye to Pastor Dave, but that seemed to just be a continuation of our meeting the night before. And we spent a lot of time talking about interfaith solidarity, especially in light of the anti-Semitic attacks. And so the ministerium decided that we are together going to study more deeply the roots of anti-Semitism, to understand that issue more thoroughly so that we can then bring something to the community, to this church community, to other church communities, and work more closely with our Jewish neighbors. And as that develops, I will share more about it. And we've also agreed that we will be active in trying to end gender-based violence. The ministerium is going to join together in a preach-out or some other action in October, which is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Those are two aspects besides supporting one another that the ministerium has come together and said, this is our vision, this is our sense of where we're being called, what we're being called to do in this time, in this place, this year. We will go through that process too during this year when we discern our vision. And that vision will then get incorporated into the profile that we will put together seeking out a new called minister. It will help guide us in figuring out where God is calling us, who is the person with the gifts to help us with that call, and help the ministers that are looking at us as potential places to minister at if they feel that they are a match to that. It becomes part of this whole process. And so in the next few weeks, the transition committee will sort of review a process of what we will bring to you all, and then we'll start engaging in that process together as we together put together the vision. If we discern how God is calling us and what is our mission in this time and in this place, the specifics of how we will bring God's mission of love to Norwich, New York. Amen.